Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. Do you know what that certified organic label on your food really means? Learn all about that label and why organic is worth it at stonyfield.com. We're proud to be making organic yogurt and honored to support living on Earth, and hope you will too. Donate at loe.org.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Time now to catch up with some of your letters. First off, we goofed. In our story last week about Chesapeake Bay shorebirds, we said the birds munched on horseshoe crab eggs and described the horseshoe crab as a prehistoric mollusk that looks like a World War II battle helmet. Well, many a sharp-eared listener wrote in to inform us that horseshoe crabs are, in fact, arthropods. It's a good thing we have a thick shell. Ed from Northern California heard our interview about the solar company Solyndra going belly up and $500 million in federal loan guarantees going bad. Ed listens to our show on KQED in San Francisco and writes, "Federal subsidies for solar power are completely out of proportion to solar's tiny share of the nation's electricity output." And last week we talked with Scottish scientist Ian Stewart, just before he was shut in a glass box with a bunch of plants for 2 days to see if they'd produce enough oxygen for him to survive. We were curious to find out how the experiment went, so we called him back up.
Yeah, well, I lived. No, it was okay. When I went in, I was a bit worried, if you remember, about whether I would be gasping for breath with the low oxygen, but in the end, I wasn't gasping for breath, but I was kind of just a bit slow, really. My mental faculties weren't really working as good as they should have been. That aside, I was kind of fine. In the last 6 to 8 hours, it was a huge headache because of the lights. The lights had been on for, 48 hours solid. So that was the problem either side. But in between that, it was quite pleasant to be on low oxygen, actually.
Any surprise findings?
Just how much care that I took of the plants. You could actually see that every time, for example, I did some watering, that they would have a kind of surge, little surge in photosynthesis and a surge in oxygen. So I started to almost tend every leaf, every frond. I didn't want to get them damaged. If they started to wilt, I gave them extra care. So by the end of it, I was fixated by these plants around me.
Ian Stewart, would you do it again?
Not quickly, but I would. The 40 hours to sit down and relax and read a book and think about things was very pleasant indeed. And all I had to do was, every few hours to do some watering. But I think doing nothing's actually exhausting, and I came out feeling really tired. So, I'd give it a little bit of time, but I recommend it to anyone.
And we recommend you get in touch with us. Send your kudos, comments, corrections, and criticisms our way. Our email address is comments@loe.org. Or go to our Facebook page. It's PRI's Living on Earth.